Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Australia has a new water minister, and the Prime Minister has gone back to the future with the agriculture portfolio. The new Nationals deputy leader, David Littleproud, makes a return to agriculture and hands the reins over of the water portfolio to fellow Queenslander and first-time cabinet member Keith Pitt. I caught up with National Irrigators Council Chief Executive Steve Warne to unpack the reshuffle.
Well, we certainly congratulate and welcome Keith Pitt into the role as Water Minister. It's a very challenging job, you know, as we've seen from David Littleproud's work, and we certainly thank him for his work. It's a difficult balance to try and achieve that triple bottom line outcome, the one where you are trying to get healthy rivers, healthy communities, and continuing capacity to produce food and fibre. So there's a lot for a new minister to get his head around, but very pleasingly, Keith Pitt comes from an irrigation area around Bundaberg in Queensland. He's, I know, very close to the irrigators around that area who grow sugarcane mainly, but as well as that, a number of vegetables. And he's aware also of issues around energy and the impact that has on irrigators when they pump water. So, you know, it's a challenging job, but we look forward to working with the new minister and we certainly congratulate him on it.
The timing of this change, we've seen David Littleproud, he's been pretty firm on particularly at the Murray-Darling Basin plan. He handled thousands of protesters in Canberra late last year, and that resulted in McKilty launching his review into the Basin plan. Do you think we needed a bit more stability at the time, considering everything that's going on in that space at the moment?
Well, look, I think unfortunately ministerial reshuffles and changes are an inevitable part of government, and particularly these days. So, you know, we don't really get a lot of choice in that. David Littleproud has done a very good job in a very difficult circumstances. I think probably one of his strongest achievements is that he's been responding to concerns that people have had, but managed to keep the bipartisanship in the Basin Plan, and that's absolutely critical in the long term. So, you know, I'm hoping that what we'll see now is a continuation of similar sorts of views, similar sorts of measures from the new minister. A difficult balancing act, as I said. You know, it's not easy to balance the needs of the environment with communities that have suffered as 20% of water has been taken from entitlements and who are suffering because of drought. That's a really difficult balancing act and one that will prove challenging, but I'm looking forward to working with the new minister as he takes that on.
Mr. Pitt, he'll have the resources portfolio as well. Now, there could be some perceptions that that could muddy the waters when it comes to mining issues and water issues, because they often can interact with each other. Do you think those two portfolios should have been kept a little bit more separate?
No, I'm not actually concerned about that. You know, portfolios end up in different areas quite frequently, and I think what we need to remember there is that ministers have to act on the advice they're provided by departments. They often have to look at competing interests as they do that. The other thing we need to remember is that actual water allocation decisions, so for instance, you know, if a new mine's getting a water licence or something like that, those things are decided by state governments. So there's a number of areas of separation in that. You know, we take the view that mines who are using water need to do it under the same framework as irrigators, so that we're ensuring that things stay under the sustainable diversion limits, particularly in the Murray-Darling Basin. But I don't see that it really represents an issue.
No doubt you'll be seeking a meeting with Mr. Pitt in the coming days or weeks or even later today. Can you tell us what's the top priority for him, do you think, from an irrigation point of view?
Well, National Irrigators Council is certainly familiar with Mr. Pitt. We've worked with him on other issues to do with our members around the Bundaberg area. So he's not a stranger to us, which is great. We will be seeking a meeting, and I guess the first priority of that meeting is to talk about the Murray-Darling Basin plan, particularly where it's at, the challenges that we see, and the need to implement particularly the recommendations from the Productivity Commission. We feel that government has not acted on as many of those yet as is needed, but they certainly provide a way of dealing with some of the difficult issues that remain in the Basin plan and fixing some of those issues.
And back to the future, I guess, with the agriculture portfolio, just to close, Steve, that must be pleasing to see that there's a little bit of stability, I guess, in that space.
Yeah, look, David Littleproud has been Agriculture Minister before, and we certainly look forward to continuing to work with him in that capacity. You know, obviously agriculture and water both cross over at every, you know, can't do any growing of food for people without water. So that's important that he's in that portfolio, and we certainly congratulate him on that. You know, it's been difficult in the water portfolio. It's not actually nice to see people hang your effigy or float it down a river, and let's hope the new minister doesn't have to suffer that.
That's National Irrigators Council Chief Executive Steve Warne speaking about the Prime Minister's Cabinet reshuffle. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.